Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. Do you like this little five-minute segment? I certainly do. And I love the things that we talk about. And I want to talk about something that's very important in everyone's life. A lot of people think that prayers are not answered because of a lack of faith. That's not true. It's an abundance of disobedience. People are not obeying. I want to talk about the obedience factor. Think about that for a minute. Now, you know something about that. How many times you've had to discipline your children because they just wouldn't obey? And you wouldn't ask anything hard from them. All you had to do is go obey. Let me give you a scripture first where we talk about Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. That's the most important word in that verse. Obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He just simply obeyed. When God told him that Sarah was going to have a baby, he considered not. He staggered not. He was fully persuaded. That's the obedience factor. All you got to do is just obey. That's even in the marriage vows. Now, most of the time it's toward the woman, but it's toward the man also. You obey each other. Yeah, it's a blessing of God to obey, because the consequences of obedience is blessed in the city, in the field, going in and going out. Listen to this verse, St. John 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, not suggestions, if you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, how do you abide in God's love? How did Jesus abide in God's love? He simply obeyed. He just simply obeyed. This morning, I had an obedience factor. Kathy said, make the bed. I obeyed. I did pretty good, too. I thought so. You know. I mean, I didn't go, well, listen, here, a woman, I bought the bed. I bought the sheets. I bought the pillows. No, I just made the bed. Nothing wrong with that. When God tells me to give, I just obey. I was telling my staff here before we filmed this Faith to Facts, I paid off a person's house, and I'll never forget it. Not too long ago, I guess maybe 2 years ago, something like that. Anyway, the Lord shocked me. He said, you know, Jesse, you're the seventh person that I told to do that. But six of them did not obey. And when the Lord spoke to me, I went, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Go to hell over a house? No, I just simply obeyed. God blessed me beyond my wildest dreams. Simply because I obeyed. What is God telling you to do today? And will you obey it? It's not a bad word. It's actually a great word. You see, it is just such a blessing of the Lord to have the obedience factor. The Bible said it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Boy, does the church know how to sacrifice? Boy, they preach that sacrifice. You got to suffer, 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 suffer. Why don't you say you got to obey, 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 obey? You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of things come against us. We all know that life will throw you a curveball. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I know how to hit a curveball. I was a pretty good baseball player when I was a kid. So when you understand that obedience is not hard, it's just such a blessing. In fact, I don't know how many times I've prayed this. Lord, tell me to do something so I can obey you today in some way, shape, or form. It's just such a blessing. Man, I go into restaurants. You know, Kathy don't cook hardly anymore. She don't have to. It's just me and her. And I'm just sitting, and I got waitresses and waiters come to me. And I don't know them from Adam. The Lord said, bless them. I said, I will. One time I paid a lady's tuition to go to medical school over an egg roll. That's the most expensive egg roll I've eaten in my life. But I did it, and God blessed me. You know, and she graduated. And she never forgot. She had to work, you know, trying to get through school and things like that. But I said, I'll be a blessing to you because the Lord told me to do it. I just simply obeyed. Is God telling you to be a partner to our ministry? Obey it. How much? I don't know. He's telling you, not telling me. When you obey that hundredfold anointing, it's here. You can do what you want to do, but it is on me. Obey today and be blessed in the city, in the field, going in and going out. Faith, that fact, and then the obedience factor will bring you where you want to be. See you next week. Bye-bye.